Well, good morning, everybody. Come on now. Good morning. There you go. Just break the icicle off the end of the nose. Y'all will be okay. I love it. I learn a lot about the people when the cold weather sets in, because I've learned that you're a lot faster than I originally thought when you get out of those vehicles and get to church. I love it. I would like to think they can't wait to get into church to serve and worship the Lord, but you know, I know that's true, but more so on this kind of a morning, you're ready to come inside and get warm. But I love the cold, crisp air. I love the snow. It's good to see everybody here. Let me be the first to wish you a happy new year as we are on the brink of yet another year that God has seen fit to give. As I reflected on that this morning, just thinking about Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, and verses 11 through 13, actually, where he talks about, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, plans for a future and a hope. You know, as we look back 365 days ago, what were our lives like? Where were we spiritually? Where were we emotionally? Where were we physically? Where were we as a church? And yet, what does 2018 hold for us? And yet, we understand that God is already there. He has that planned. He has that purposed. And so we just rest in that, knowing that God is in control of all things, past, present, and future. Amen? Let's go before the Lord this morning, just in the stillness and the quietness, the privacy of your own heart. Just pray to Him this morning. Just align yourself with Him, whatever it is that He would have to speak to us as a church, and as you individually. Lord Jesus, we come into your presence today. God, I just am thankful that we serve the one true living God, that one day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is one day. Father, you're not confined or restrained or restricted by time. There is nothing, no power on earth or in heaven that you submit to, for you are almighty. Father God, I pray right now for our services here this morning. I pray that you would be present. I pray that you would speak to our hearts and our minds, Father, and may we be in tune with your Spirit, with your Word. Lord, may we not just hear your Word. May we not just agree with your Word. May we act upon the Word of God. May we be obedient and move forward in all things. Lord, as we turn this corner, the final hours of another year that you have granted, and look to the future of a new hope, I pray that we'd understand that that hope rests in you, that hope is you. So whatever it is that you have for us, not just today, but tomorrow and in the days and the weeks and the months to come as you see fit, I pray that we would keep our eyes focused upon your eternal purpose and that we'd be used for your glory. God, I pray for your Spirit and your presence here this morning, that you would be exalted. I pray that we would sing from our hearts and not just from our mouths. I pray, God, that you would have the preeminence, the spotlight in all things. We need you and invite you here this morning. For in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask all things, and for your glory alone, we pray it. Amen.
Sing this opening song.
To men from heaven's all grace.
You may be seated.
Good morning. Now, it's great, that song. It talks about the first coming and the second coming. Looking forward to that. Amen? Well, you know, it was so cold out this morning. There was a knock on my door, and I opened it, and it was a snowman. And he asked if he can come in my freezer to warm up. Yeah, I know, it's cold out. All right. Okay, a couple announcements. We'll warm up there. Just a couple things. Awana and Word of Life clubs are starting up again on Wednesday. So be excited for the kids and the leaders to get back into those programs. It's always a great time for the kids and the leaders. And then starting next Sunday, Pastor is going to be leading Sunday school for all ages, teens and adults. Not all ages, teens and up. Apologetics class. If you look at the back of the bulletin, you put a note in there that if there's anything you want to know about, like what about, what if, what about this, how do we know this, if there's any questions you have, you can email them to Pastor and he'll have all the answers. God has all the answers. They're in the Bible, but he knows where to find them. Right, Pastor? He's the answer man. Can we have Sharon? Sharon Kaiser wants to make an announcement about Secret Sisters. That's for the Secret Sisters. Okay, let's have the ushers come forward. And as they do, let's all stand, and we're going to recite Isaiah 43, 18 and 19 together. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall come forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Isaiah 14, 18, 19. And Watson, would you lead us in a prayer?
Our Father and our God, we do thank you for this day. We thank you that we can begin this day in the Lord's house. And Father, we just thank you for the many blessings we've had through this year. We thank you especially for our missionaries, Lord. If you have blessed and encouraged them, and may we continue to be an encouragement to them, Lord. We want to thank you, Father, for providing us jobs and means that we can give forth a portion of that you've given us back to you, Lord, to use it for your honor and glory. For we ask in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I've got an old church choir singing in my soul, got a sweet salvation, and it's beautiful. There's revival, and it's shedding like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing 'cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy when the valleys that I wander turn to mountains that I can't climb. Oh, you are with me. You'll never leave me. 'Cause there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing 'cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Oh, clap your hands and stomp your feet till you find that gospel beat, 'cause he's all you'll ever need. He's all you'll ever need. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing 'cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Oh, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Thank you. Amen. All right, everybody, please stand, and we're going to worship together now.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive. Repeat the
sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found, for as is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of.
Thank you. Amen. This next song we're going to do is called He Shall Reign Forevermore. And it starts with the words, in the bleak midwinter. What a dreary line, right? In the bleak midwinter, all creation groans. And what comes to mind for you when you hear that line, in the bleak midwinter? It's winter scenes, right? Like cool, crisp air, fierce winds, snow, ice, ponds frozen over, birds flying south for the winter because they're smart, and deadness in just a deadness in nature. The songwriters that wrote this song, Chris Tomlin and Matt Maher, were inspired by first scripture, Exodus 15:8, the Lord shall reign forever and ever, and Psalms 146:10, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations praise the Lord. A lot of people don't know also that this song was inspired by Handel's Messiah, where it says, and he shall reign forever and ever, in that chorus, you know? And in 1872, there was a poem written by Christina Rossetti, published by Christina Rossetti. And what she had in mind all along was, I found this so fascinating, was that she was describing the human condition before Christ came into the world. So, in the bleak midwinter, all creation groans for a world in darkness, frozen like a stone. Light is breaking in a stable for a throne, which of course signifies Jesus' birth. And I just love the analogy of the sun, S-O-N, right, versus the sun, S-U-N. And you just think of how yesterday, any of you who were outside yesterday, it was such a dreary day. It was so gray, and it was, right, and today we've got sunshine, and you just, you know when you have the sun breaking through the clouds after a horrible storm or after a gray, dreary day, and you know, you just see the sun glittering across the snow, and it's just so beautiful, and you just think of, that's what Christina Rossetti with this metaphor in the bleak midwinter had in mind when she was describing the human condition before Christ came into the world, and that we really truly did need a Savior. So let's glorify and praise Jesus now as we sing, He Shall Reign Forevermore.
In the bleak midwinter, all creation grows. Stable for
travel far. And if I were a shepherd, I would do my part. The poor as I am, I will give to him my heart. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. And he shall
this last song I think we did just a couple weeks ago, so you'll remember it.
You step down from heaven, humbly you came, God of all creation here with us, in a star. Emmanuel, light of the world,
Some good singing out there. I heard you after we stopped that last note. Father God, we just praise you and love you and thank you for bringing us here to have the freedom to worship you. And just, we do truly adore you, God. The word adoration just means to love and to cherish something enough to worship it. And you are so worthy of worship, God. We love you. And just be with us now as you open our hearts to hear the message and be with Pastor as he delivers the message. In Jesus' holy name, amen.